KD Country 94 weather.
If your car needs some TLC from rough road conditions or simply has suffered damage recently, then DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit is a name to know. They can fix up your vehicle and make it look great again. DeVore offers paintless dent repair, car and truck dent repair, rust repair to full refinishing. DeVore also offers 24-hour wrecker service, plus Doug and his staff offer heavy duty and semi-towing and does semi-body repair. Free estimates available by calling 785-534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, located at 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit, here for you and your vehicle's time of need.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High of 90, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 66, overcast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs around 81, a mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 81.
This Harvest Report on KD Country 94 is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. The harvest is rolling on again as we've talked to a producer and also Lonnie Spangler from CVA in Beloit. The Beloit area is almost done with their harvest. About 2% maybe of the crop left should be done by the end of the weekend, as long as everything goes the right way for producers in the Beloit area. As we've obviously noted, it is a different wheat harvest in 2023, with a lot of combines not even going out to the fields cutting due to their low appraisals from insurance agents. Have had discussions with those area producers saying that some of them are just going out to cut for seed wheat for the next planting season. And talking with an area insurance agent who elected remain unnamed for this report, I was told that the area they service in parts of Mitchell and Jewell counties will have only about 10% of their acres insured going to harvest. There's a ban through the service area in both of those counties that missed a majority of the rains the past year and a half with no sub-moisture. Average appraisal in those areas was 3 bushels per acre, with some coming in at less than half a bushel. So again, there's a lot of area producers that have felt the negative effects of Mother Nature over the past year and a half. This Harvest Report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in 5 different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the 5-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their 5 locations and spray with the best you can buy.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call. We're all pest control.
We're all pest control with offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
Snell and Pessinger Appliance is still open. Visit them for the best in appliances on South Mill in downtown Beloit. I repeat, Snell and Pessinger Appliance, still open and ready to serve you.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Well, for Kansas, the move towards greener forms of transportation is hardly electrifying. A scorecard from an advocacy group, the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, ranks the state 31st with a score of 16 out of 100 in a report released on Wednesday. It was said that Kansas can do more to accelerate the transition to EVs. The state could start by having a comprehensive EV plan with EV and EV charging infrastructure targets, providing incentives for EVs as well as EV charging infrastructure, and providing school districts support to electrify their buses. Electric vehicles have been promoted as an environmentally conscious alternative at a time where carbon emissions are reaching crisis levels. California, New York, and Colorado were the top three leaders in EV progress, but only nine states scored more than half the points available, and the study concluded all states needed to step up efforts to improve electric vehicle transition. The rankings included more than 40 metrics to evaluate states based on their actions to improve and develop the use of electric vehicles, such as charging station availability, tax breaks, and policy plans. While Kansas ranked third overall in lowering transportation-related greenhouse gas emissions over a five-year period, reducing transportation-related emissions by 6.3% between 2014 and 2018, other metrics weren't as successful. The state scored 0 points for EV planning and goals, 1 point for transportation system efficiency, and 3 points for electricity grid efficiency among markers. Though the state secured a $4 billion electric vehicle battery plant deal with Panasonic, the largest private investment in Kansas state history, there's been a sluggish reception to electric vehicles overall. Kansas only has 449 level 2 charging stations, which is a type of station used for homes, workplaces, and public charging, according to the report. The report showed a total of just under 4,000 registered personal EVs in the state and 9 recorded heavy-duty EVs, such as commercial vehicles, buses, and heavy trucks. Kansas politicians have been slow to embrace EVs. The 2019 legislature approved a $100 registration fee for owners of all electric cars and trucks, a far steeper figure than the $30 registration fee for gas vehicles. The fee was meant to make up for fuel tax revenue lost by EV owners. The 2023 report showed Kansas's average gasoline tax revenue for a passenger vehicle was just under $100, providing no incentive to switch. During the 2023 legislative session, lawmakers debated levying a new tax on EV charging stations. On Wednesday, President Joe Biden's administration announced $2.5 billion in funding allocated for states, local governments, and tribes to build electric vehicle charging infrastructure in an attempt to further his goal of cutting national greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030. It was added in the study, there's been historic levels of federal funding. It's important that states take full advantage of this funding and leverage it to meet their EV goals. That full story posted on our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osmer Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Make sure to check out their fireworks stand there on Independence Avenue or street there in Beloit. Glen Elder Fun Run tomorrow morning, Saturday, the best damn run in Kansas. Check-in is at 6:30. Run at 7 a.m. on the square is where it begins. Register at runsignup.com or go to Glen Elder Fun Run Facebook page. For more info, contact Norma, 545-3484, sponsored by the Glen Elder Lions Club. Of course, tomorrow is Wakanda Lake Fest at Glen Elder State Park at the Osage area. Free event with State Park Pass. There'll be entertainment throughout the day, live music, family activities, and more. The Fun Run at 7. Wakanda Visitor Center will be open for 8 to 4. Archery competition at 9 to 11. Food trucks at 11 will open. Beer garden opens at noon. Cornhole tournament at 1. Open play sand volleyball and horseshoes 12 to 6. Kids corner water activities and games from 1 to 4. And the Tree Slayer will be there. Live auction, raffles, prizes, and t-shirts. Entertainment from back-to-back Henry Ty Shea and DJ Bridwell Band will be taking place throughout the day. And, of course, the fireworks to conclude everything at night at dusk. And we'll have music being played on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com during the fireworks display, as we always do. To learn more, go to the Wakanda Cultural Association Facebook page. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free Katy Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
It's time to leave the cab, and I guess I can't emphasize that anymore, although I agree that it's a beautiful, if you sit in a suite or you sit up in the press box, the fountains, it's really quite striking in terms of its beauty as you look down on the field.
Royals majority owner John Sherman did not mix his words on Thursday afternoon. More from his press conference about the new stadium proposal for the Royals. Also, the Royals finishing out a three-game series with the Guardians on Thursday afternoon. K-State football gets a big commitment. Also, the match played in Las Vegas with a couple Chiefs players on the golf course. NFL gambling suspensions handed out, and a Philadelphia 76er opting into his contract for the coming season. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In college football, K-State picked up a commitment on Thursday night from one of the top prospects in Kansas in the class of 2024. Lyndon High School offensive tackle Caden Massey chose K-State over his other finalists, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Ole Miss. Massey, a three-star prospect who measures at 6'8", 280 pounds. He's the number four-rated prospect in Kansas in the 24/7 composite ranking, although 24/7 themselves actually has him ranked number one in the state. Massey is the seventh commitment from 2024 for Chris Klieman's program.
Not running, and for me, it's a line drive fair inside the left field line. The game is tied. Nicky is around third, and the throw to the plate is offline, and the Royals answer with two for a run on the field victory.
The Royals aborted a sweep against the Guardians Thursday afternoon with a come-from-behind 4-3 win in 10 innings in KC. Cleveland scored two in the fifth to take the lead, but the Royals answered back in the nick of time with a sac fly from Edward Olivares and an RBI single from Nick Prado in the eighth to tie the game. In the 10th, Jose Ramirez stole home to put the Guardians up 3-2, but with two on, Freddie Fermin doubled in both Kyle Isbell and Nicky Lopez for the walk-off win.
Freddie's had a knack for some big hits, some big moments for us, right? But that's... that probably tops them all. You know, I don't know how many pitches that was, probably 8 or 9, maybe somewhere in there. That was an incredible at bat. Class A's throwing 100 mile an hour cutters, some breaking balls that he fouled off as well. And that just takes a lot of belief in yourself. It takes a lot of drive to just want to get it done, you know. And fortunately for us, the hit landed in a good spot, you know, be able to score two there, because it's really tough to string a few hits together off that guy.
Mac Quatreros Royals are now 23-58 after Thursday's win. They move on to start a three-game series with the Dodgers at 7:10 tonight at the K. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, Royals majority owner John Sherman met with the media Thursday with an update on the progress of finding a location for a new stadium. Sherman made it clear that it's time for the club to move away from the K. He noted areas in Jackson County and downtown Kansas City and Cook County in North Kansas City. Sherman on the purpose and hope for a new stadium.
The new stadium will generate more revenue than this one does. In addition to that, we'll control surrounding real estate that will also generate revenue for the club. And this is not a business where you distribute cash to the investors. This is a business where you take your excess cash flow and you put it back on the field and you find ways to compete and do something special for the market here.
For much more from Sherman on the future plans and the status of the Royals at the moment, catch Friday's sports ticket on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com.
Trav, don't get nervous.
And there it is.
So that's the top, right?
That's game right there.
Kansas City.
In the eighth edition of Capital One's The Match, Travis Kelce sank the punt on hole 10 to give himself and Chiefs teammate Patrick Mahomes the win over Golden State Warriors duo Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. It was a 12-hole exhibition golf match, but Kelce and Mahomes took it by a score of 3-2 in 10 holes. Birdies on holes 2 and 3 put the Chiefs duo up early. They were up 4-6 on their way to the win in Las Vegas Thursday night. Off the field in the NFL, the league suspended four more players on Thursday for gambling. Isaiah Rodgers and Rashad Berry of the Colts, as well as free agent Demetrius Taylor, were suspended indefinitely and through at least the 2023 season for betting on NFL games, while the Titans' Nicholas Petit Ferre was suspended 6 games for betting on other sports at an NFL facility. Berry, Rodgers, and Taylor joined Quintez Cephas and C.J. Moore of the Lions and Shaka Terry of the Commanders in being suspended for the full upcoming season due to gambling on NFL games. Finally, in sports in the NBA, James Harden exercised his $35.6 million option with the 76ers for the 2023-24 season on Thursday. With that decision, the 76ers and Harden are expected to work together on finding a trade for the 10-time All-Star. For more on the story, visit NBA.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.